أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad of 1400 years ago was the last messenger and servant and prophet to the worlds. As I greet you in the greeting words of peace, we say it in Arabic language of Assalamu Alaikum. And we add rahmatullah wa barakatuh, which means in English, may the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you. Allah tells us in the Quran, Surah 13, Ayah 41, Chapter 13. Verse 41. See they not that we gradually reduce the land in their control from its outlining borders. Where Allah commands, there is none to put back his command, and he is swift in calling to account. Allah, he gives us insight into what is happening in the world that we live. He gives us insight into ourselves, into others. And he grants us a picture and a warning, or glad tidings, from the signs that he gives us throughout his creation and within ourselves. We see the land is decreasing. We see that there are erosion that is going on within the land. We see parks and cities, states that are getting smaller because of the erosion that is happening. Every time that the rivers rise, the waters rise, it takes back as it recedes land with it, and it causes a decrease in land mass, or a decrease in the amount of land that now exists on earth. So not only does the tectonic plates move and crash and create less land, it's this erosion of when the waters rise and recedes, that every time it recedes, it takes chunks of earth with it to make the land less than what it was. So all throughout cities, there is a movement in some cities to stop the erosion of the land. And this is what Allah has told us in the Quran many hundreds and hundreds of years ago with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's from the outlining borders, where many would think that they feel secure from what's going on inside, and many think that they feel secure from problems and crimes, or say for an example, moving outside of the city to the suburbs. Caucasians felt secure in being away from the blacks, from the inner cities, from the drugs and crimes. But from the outlying borders, what they ran from, Allah also brings it to their communities and to their neighborhoods. So now they have drug problems. Their children shooting and killing one another. They killing and shooting one another because of the same similar problems that are happening in the inner cities that they claim to try to get away from. No one can escape from the wrath of Allah. No one can escape from when Allah sends His blessings on you. They will come regardless of who is against it or who wants to stop it. They cannot stop what Allah permits, and they cannot stop what Allah disallows and don't permit. So running away from the inner city into the suburbs to go on the outlining borders of the city won't save anyone. It won't save Caucasians. It won't save Mexicans. It won't save Arabs. It won't save black people. It won't save Koreans. It won't save Japanese. Everyone has to be held accountable for what they have done to themselves and to others. In the Prophet's time, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the outlining borders were the poor. The poor people that was not admitted into the circle or admitted into the world of the rich, so they was pushed out of the downtown areas of the great marketplaces. They was pushed out into the outer lining borders. And the message that was given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is for all times, he was given the message that attracted those that were rejected by the rich, by the powerful, by the wealthy, by those that were arrogant and thought they were secure in their power or in their education, that created this arrogance in their mind, making them think that they were better than those that were poor and not as fortunate as they were. The message attracted the poor because they could deny themselves, because they had nothing to make them feel arrogant, to make them feel proud, to make them feel secure, like materialistic things does to those that are wealthy and rich. So their security, the poor, the needy, their security came in the form of accepting the message of Allah. The outlining borders of the rich, the outlining borders of the rich marketplaces where they threw out the poor. The outlining borders were those that accepted the message. The outlining borders were those that first grasped the message and were the followers of the Sahabas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah says that He reduces the land in their control from its outlining borders that was in their control. But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, came, the paganism started to become demolished. They started to lose control in the falsehood that they had. They started to lose control in all the 360 idols that was in the Kaaba. They started to lose control because on the outlining borders, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was teaching those that were gravitating, that were a magnet to the message, and he was creating them into a nation. A nation of Islam. A nation of Muslims that eventually took over and overpowered Mecca to establish the original worship of God that was established by Abraham and his son Ishmael, which is the worship of the one true God, Allah. And this is the same that happens in every city that we live. The rich downtown areas, powerful outside in the suburbs, these arrogant people, people with power, people with authority, people with control that think they better than everyone else that are not as fortunate. Stage after stage, Allah is destroying their power. Stage after stage, Allah is wiping away their control and domination using oppressive and wicked means. Stage after stage, Allah is destroying the power base of the wicked. And the poor and needy are those that will readily accept the message of truth and right. They will readily accept Islam because they see that there's real salvation. There's real hope in the servants of the one true God, Allah. While those that think they better than those that are less fortunate, think they better than those that worship the one true God, who think they should boost in their self-power, in their wealth, in their materialistic world, that they would not fall, that they would not falter. But if you notice, Allah is punishing America through consistent hurricanes that are wiping out whole cities, that are destroying and causing billions of dollars in damage. This is bankrupting the government. This is bankrupting cities. From its outlying borders, you see more people are moving away from the shorelines, and they moving inside or closer to the middle of the country. And as a result, when punishment comes, when Allah seeks to totally destroy fully the most wickedest country on earth, everybody would be in one spot and destroyed at once. May Allah help us that are believers, for we are in the midst of all this, and we will barely escape. As we see today, you live in Florida, you live in South Carolina, you live in North Carolina. You see, for the Muslims that are living there, for the righteous that are living there, you see how close it is for when Allah brings the destructive winds and the destructive forces of nature to destroy and kill. You're in the midst of this. So we pray to Allah that He helps us and saves us and grant us His awesome protection against His destructive forces that He brings against the wicked, and that He blesses those that need blessings and those that need to be raised up, that He blesses them with Islam. And those of us that accept Islam, those of us that keep living our faith, we will be greatly blessed and greatly rewarded for our deeds and our efforts. And those deeds that we do of good will come back to us so heavy, so much that it will be like oil that we can't use. because it's just so much, so we got to give some away to help others. May Allah bless us. May Allah bless you. May you be successful in all your endeavors. And may you escape the far hell that is prepared for those who reject faith. As I greet you in the greeting words of peace, we said in every language of Assalamu Alaikum, and we add rahmatullah wa barakatuh, which means in English, may the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you.
Allah, Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ya Allah, Ar-Rahim, Ya Allah, Al-Malik, Ya Allah, Al-Quddus, Ya Allah, Al-Salam, Ya Allah, Al-Mu'min, Ya Allah, Al-Muhaymin, Ya Allah, Al-Aziz, Ya Allah, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, الخالق يا الله البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق يا الله الفتاح يا الله العليم يا الله القابض يا الله الباسط يا الله الخافض يا الله الرافع يا الله المعز يا الله المذل يا الله السميع يا الله البصير يا الله الحكم يا الله العدل يا الله اللطيف يا الله الخبير يا الله الحليم يا الله العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ الحميد المحصي المبدئ يا الله المعيد يا الله المحيي يا الله المميت يا الله الحي يا الله القيوم يا الله الواجد يا الله الماجد يا الله الواحد يا الله الأحد يا الله الصمد يا الله القادر يا الله المقتدر يا الله المقدم يا الله المؤخر يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله الوالي المتعال البر يا الله التواب يا الله المنتقم يا الله العفو يا الله الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور
Allah is the beneficent, the merciful, the king, the holy, the peace, the guarantor, the guardian, the almighty, the irresistible, the majestic, the creator, the evolver, the fashioner of forms, the forgiving, the subduer, the bestower, the provider, the opener, the all-knowing, the restrainer, the extender, the abaser, the exalter, the giver of honor, the giver of dishonor, the old hearing, the old seeing, the judge, the just, the gentle, the all-aware, the forbearing, the magnificent, the much forgiving, the grateful, the sublime, the great, the preserver, the nourisher, the bringer of judgment, the majestic, the bountiful, the watchful, the responsive, the vast, the wise, the loving, the all-glorious, the resurrector, the witness, the truth, the trustee, the strong, the firm, the friend, the all-praiseworthy, the accounter, the originator, the restorer, the giver of life, the destroyer, the living, the subsiding, the perceiver, the illustrious, the one, the unity, the eternal, the omnipotent, the determiner, the expedier, the delayer, the first, the last, the magnificent, the manifest, the hidden, the patron, the supremely exalted, the good, the ever returning, the avenger, the partner, the king, the owner of all sovereignty, the lord of majesty and generosity, the equitable, the gatherer, the rich, the enricher, the withholder, the distressor, the propitious, the light, the guide, the incomparable, the immutable, the hearer, the guide to the right path, the timeless, the patient.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله.